Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for Atlanta Business Radio. Brought to you by OnPay, Atlanta's new standard in payroll. To learn more and get your first month free, go to onpay.com. Now, here's your host.
Lee Cantor here, another episode of Atlanta Business Radio, and this is going to be a good one. But before we get started, it's important to recognize our sponsor, OnPay. Without them, we could not be sharing these stories. Today on Atlanta Business Radio, we have Stan Brovant, and he is with Office Evolution. Welcome, Stan.
Thank you very much, Lee.
Before we get too far into things, tell us about Office Evolution. Who are you serving, and what are you up to?
Office Evolution is the largest franchisor of executive suite and shared workspace facilities. They have 70 locations open today, with 140 units that will be open by the end of this year. We provide full service business services to entrepreneurs, displaced workers, and what we call solo entrepreneurs, individuals that are just getting a business going. We provide private offices, mailbox service, phone handling, call center services, conference rooms, and event planning as well.
So now, how has the pandemic affected the co-working space?
That's an interesting question, Lee. It's been a knife that cuts both ways. There has been some pressure in terms of people being willing to come to a shared workspace because of the pandemic, for obvious reasons. However, on the flip side, as many major corporations are now realizing that their employees can be entirely productive away from the corporate headquarters office, there is an increase in demand for private offices that are close to people's homes. You know, folks that don't need to come to the office but can't work from home for a variety of reasons. So overall, the effect has been fairly neutral.
Now, for you, you mentioned this is a franchise. What was kind of the impetus for you to get involved with, number one, a franchise, and number two, specifically Office Evolution?
Sure. I spent 35 years in the corporate world, had a very rewarding career, and the company that I worked for was sold. And it was time for me to look for something new to do. I also was looking for an opportunity to create jobs for the people that had worked with me for many years that were struggling to find jobs. So I started a fairly objective analysis. I looked at lots of different business opportunities, quickly realized that, you know, being really good at global finance, you know, doesn't really help you with, you know, something hyper-local. And so the support that you get from a quality franchising organization seems worth the money to me for the, you know, because you have to pay them a royalty. And as I looked at different franchise concepts, I gravitated to the co-working franchise concept because I resonated with it. I'm a businessman. I know business people. I have a fairly diverse background and a wealth of knowledge that I can sort of offer up as part of the service for folks that that use our building. And then I went on a mission and I evaluated all of the different co-working companies that are franchises, visited many, and Office Evolution impressed me because it is owned and operated by a guy that knows the business intimately. Mark Hemeter is the CEO. He founded the first Office Evolution in 2003 and worked at that for a number of years before he began franchising. And when he started franchising in 2012, he had 8 locations, all running profitably with minimal oversight from him. And so that model appealed to me. I liked Mark. I liked the strategy. They are a big believer in family. So they treat all of the franchise owners as family members, and they encourage us to treat all of our clients as family members. So that's a long-winded answer to your question, but that's how we got into Office Evolution.
So now in the market you're in, I believe that's Johns Creek area. How are you kind of separating yourself from the other co-working spaces that are nearby?
Right. So we absolutely are focused on the highest standards of professionalism and quality. So our facility is built out with full sound insulation in all the walls. All of the fixtures in the building, the doors, the windows, we've built an event space. It's the lobby plus two of our conference rooms, which have sliding doors that all open up to create a big event space. And all of that is designed to appeal to people that are really serious. We're looking for people that are serious people that are willing to invest their time and their money to grow their business. They need a professional environment with all of the services that they might need available to them. And they need a place where they'll be proud to entertain their clients and their guests. And so that's really what we're going after, is anything from attorneys, real estate brokers, insurance agents, startup business people. They got a couple of entertainers that are looking at using the space to do their music production. And so it's all about giving people a quality place to get their work done. And if they need copies, if they need something mailed, they need something scanned or faxed or printed, we will do all of that for them. We can arrange catering and answer the phones. You know, give them the look and feel of a truly upscale professional office environment.
And the it doesn't require as long of a commitment when you lease through you than it would like a traditional office space, right?
That's correct. In fact, we offer plans that range from you can rent offices and conference rooms by the hour, or we will provide incentives and discounts if you sign up for 6 months or a year.
And then you mentioned some of the kind of prospects for you in terms of like solopreneur, professional services, small businesses. But there's also, you also mentioned that some of the larger firms are just having space available for their remote workers. Is that all part of your kind of growth plan as you move forward in Johns Creek?
Yes, it is. We are absolutely open to what I call displaced corporate workers who also need the privacy and the full services that we can offer. We also have a very well-equipped technology platform, and we can integrate with other companies' security paradigm. So if the headquarters requires a VPN connection for their remote workers, which they can't get at home, we can provide that to them here.
Now, was there any, as the pandemic was kind of in full swing, you must have been towards the end of your kind of, right at the point of launching this business. How did that kind of, how were you weighing the pros and cons of launching during a pandemic or into early 2021?
Right. That's a very perceptive question, Lee. We were still in the architectural design phase. And so what we did is we reduced the size of our co-working space. We added more private offices. We implemented individual ducting into each and every office so that the air exchange is separate from every office. And then the building itself is equipped with NERV 14 filtration, which is what they use in hospitals. And then in the common areas, we are putting up plexiglass shields between all of the desks that are in the area. So our manager, we will have a rigid schedule. We will disinfect all the common areas every 2 hours during the day. So we're trying to be very smart about it. We recognize people are concerned. We're concerned. We're trying to provide an environment where people can feel safe from COVID.
Now, you mentioned your background was kind of in larger firms than maybe some of the firms that you're targeting to be clients for you. Are you implementing any services or business initiatives that might kind of serve as an add-on or value add?
Yes, we will. We are going to do probably about a biweekly or monthly roundtable where all of the members will be invited and everyone will be offered the opportunity to sort of host a platform. I will do a couple. I'm going to talk a little. I could do a roundtable around financing. And then I also have a lot of experience in expanding business internationally. I help lead my company overseas. So if we have clients that are curious about what it takes to go overseas, we can have that conversation. I have a friend that's a patent attorney. We're going to bring her in. She'll do a lunch and learn on the ins and outs of filing patents. The fellow that's going to do the music production, he's offered to have some of his entertainers. There's a beautifully landscaped amphitheater style courtyard behind the building, and so he's gonna free concerts out there with his entertainers. So we're gonna try to create a sense of community where people give and share with each other, and ultimately plan on putting together a monthly speaker series where I would bring in different people that are in my personal network to share some of their knowledge with my clients.
Now, because of COVID, are you doing this only in office, or is this something that can be available for people who maybe are virtual members?
We will certainly offer the lunch and learns virtually. And another one of the services that we offer are what are called virtual offices, where the client does not have a specific office reserved in the building, but they'll use our street address, we'll receive their mail for them, we'll answer the phone for them, and then they have access to the shared space. And they can rent offices by the hour when they need them. But they're part of our community too, and so we would absolutely encourage them to participate virtually. And we will open it up to the broader community as well. We've been in discussions with the Johns Creek Chamber of Commerce, and we're going to collaborate on a speaker series as we go forward. And we're also going to reach out to, you know, we're right at the corner of a whole bunch of intersecting cities. So we will be reaching out to the business community in Suwanee, Duluth, parts of Alpharetta, parts of Peachtree Corners, and even parts of Cumming.
Now, where's the location?
We are at 6470 East Johns Crossing in Johns Creek. We're very near the intersection of Medlock Bridge Road and McGinnis Ferry Road. In fact, that intersection is walkable. It's an easy walk from where we're located.
So you're near a bunch of stuff, a lot of restaurants, a lot of things.
I stopped counting at 26 restaurants that are within a 10-minute walk. There are three major fitness gyms, including LA Fitness and Lifetime, clothing shopping, healthcare, auto services, everything is within a 5-minute walk.
Well, congratulations on the launch of this. It must be exciting times for you.
We are very excited, and we will officially be open on February 1st, and our first clients will be moving in on that day. So I'm actually huddled up in one of my conference rooms, looking out the window at the guys. They're frantically cleaning the windows, scrubbing the floor, touching up the paint. We're getting really close. We're excited. Thank you very much.
Now, if somebody wanted to learn more about your operation and get a hold of you or somebody on your team, is there a direct website to your location, or should they go to the Office Evolution website and find you?
Either way will work. The Office Evolution website obviously is just officeevolution.com. If you want to get to our website, you would go officeevolution.com/locations johns-creek. And that'll take you to our website. And we also have a phone number up and running. That number is 470-567-3773.
Well, Stan, thank you so much for sharing your story today.
Well, thank you very much, Lee, for the opportunity. And I wish you and your podcast great success. I think it's a tremendous resource for the Atlanta business community.
All right. Well, that was Stan Brabant with the Johns Creek Office Evolution.
Thank you very much. You take care, Lee.
All right. This is Lee Cantor. We will see you all next time on Atlanta Business Radio. Remember, this work could not be done without the support of our sponsor, OnPay. Please support them so we can continue to share these important stories.
Today's episode of Atlanta Business Radio is brought to you by OnPay, Atlanta's new standard in payroll. To learn more and get your first month free, go to onpay.com.